Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week, the hosts Caleb, Derek, and Jay share their favorite things on a wide range of topics. They chat, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from serious to silly. Sometimes they have a guest join them to add a new perspective. Whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs, you're in for a treat. So grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
There we go.
Got him.
We're back.
For now.
I didn't check to see how much room was on it. From memory, it should be good. Let me pull up my notes here.
How many gigawatts does one of these recordings usually take?
Gigawatts.
Gigawatts, sorry.
I think the audio is just like 40 megabytes per track. So what it does is it records one with all of us mixed together, and then it actually does all of us split up. So like if I'm recording it and someone was coughing every 30 seconds because they had a cold, I could, you know, isolate those sections, which is, we had an episode where I had a cold and I had to do that because it was, otherwise it would have been pretty unbearable to listen to. What's up? All right. See ya. All right. So how you guys doing?
Good.
This week we did, musicals, which is
musicals.
Derek's favorite. We found out in the pre-show, which I don't think anyone will hear because I don't think it was recording.
ABR, always be recording, Jay.
Amen.
So I guess before we get into it, do you guys want to just like, I think we know where this is headed with Derek, but like, do we want to just talk about like what musicals, like, if we have been to many musicals, have we performed in musicals maybe as kids or young adults? And then maybe just those couple things. If we've been to any musicals, which ones off the top of your head? And then, if you've ever been in any. Caleb, you want to start?
Yeah, I've never been in one. No one would want me to be in a musical. I can't carry a tune or note to save my life, so no one would want that. I've been to quite a few. I've been to Hamilton. I've been to Les Mis several times. I've been to Lion King. I've been to... I saw your daughter in Aladdin, so that counts, right?
Yep, that counts.
I went to a Bluey musical.
Really?
Derek's interested now.
That was pretty good. It was entertaining.
Does Disney on Ice count?
I've been to Disney on Ice. If that counts,
they're actually singing. I mean, it counts, I guess.
They're lip singing.
Yeah, still counts.
Yeah. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head, but I feel like I've been to other ones. But yeah, that's all I can come up with now.
Sweet. Derek, what about you?
I went to the Nutcracker.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been to
when
Nutcracker.
When I was in fourth grade.
Okay.
And then Lacey's uncle was in a riveting performance of Willy Wonka. And we traveled to the armpit of America to see that. Right where you want to go see
Gibbity, Ohio?
Theater. It was Ohio. Yeah.
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 Nice.
Yeah, never performed in any. Again, can't carry a tune in a bucket, so I'm out on the thespian musical endeavors. Go ahead, Jay. Rattle off the list of fucking musicals you've been to.
I've never been in a musical. I feel like if I had the opportunity, I probably would have liked to. I sang in like choir and stuff and had a few solos and stuff as a kid. And so I think I would have enjoyed musical. My oldest sister was in musicals. I was too busy playing sports though. I was an athlete, so it took up the time, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I've been to a few musicals, not like a lot, but like, yeah, I've seen Hamilton. I've seen Book of Mormon. I've seen The Band's Visit, which was actually a Tony Award winner. Has one of the guy the main character from the TV show Monk. What's that guy's name? He was in
Oh,
it.
sure. Hey, Dick.
Of his name.
Les
Adrian
Mis.
something, right? Adrian something.
I don't know. It doesn't ring a bell, but I could be. I could not think of his name anyway, so maybe that is. Yeah, we saw Lion King, we saw Wicked more recently, and we're actually going to New York in October, so that's kind of why it's on the top of my head right now because we're gonna see a couple shows while we're there, just kind of like off. I think they're either both off Broadway or one is old on Broadway and about to go off Broadway. Which do
What are
not
you
ask
seeing?
me. I don't have the names right in front of me. They're not like big names or anything like that. They're kind of lower echelon, but like really well respected, I guess, within the order of the thespians. I don't know.
Nice.
Thespians Guild.
That's right. So yeah. That's my theater background. I really was not into theater other than watching my sister perform in high school. I was not really into theater much until I met Katie and they introduced me to some stuff like The Phantom of the Opera and Les Miserables and some of those. So yeah, really have broadened my horizons more recently, you know, since I live in a house with two females, you know, we love our theater here. Hi, Viv.
Hi.
What's your favorite musical? Sure.
My favorite musical is Wicked.
Wicked.
It's a good one.
Easy.
Yep.
Do you know Wicked, Derek?
Yep.
I don't.
Okay. We'll talk about Wicked later, I
It's
think.
the preamble to Wizard of Oz.
It's the best.
Really?
Yeah, it's a
Oh, fuck. I
prequel.
forgot about Wizard of Oz. God
He
damn
forgot
it.
about Wizard of Oz. He's changing
I
his
know.
list now.
Can you believe that?
That was an easy adjustment.
I was just looking at, I had some other questions, but I think that these are kind of lame. But anyway. Yeah, so a little bit of a background with theater more recently.
Place.
Yes, we did talk about yours. Yep, Aladdin and
I was just gonna say I'm the same way because my wife is really big into musicals, and
yeah.
I mean I went to Les Mis in high school because I took French, and that's what we did for French class. But yeah, so we have like Broadway of Grand Rapids season tickets and stuff, so they go all the time.
Yep. Cool. All right. Well, I think we should just jump right into it. Start with our number fives.
Yeah.
Derek, you got a five yet?
I got a five.
All
Am I
right.
going first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you want Caleb to go first.
It makes no difference to me. Who's to was this your topic, Jay?
This is mine. Should I go
Okay.
first?
Sure, why not?
I'll go first since this is my great idea. My number five was Wicked. The one
Nice.
that my daughter chose. Musical that serves as a prequel to The Wizard of Oz, exploring the untold story of the Witches of Oz, particularly Elphaba, the Wicked Witch of the West, the Green Lady, and Glinda, the Good Witch. The narrative begins at their university and just kind of talks about all of the social interactions of school and what it would look like to be at a school, that has like witches and wizards at it. Kind of down in the realm of Harry Potter a bit in that, where it's kind of like English style. And it's a really cool musical. I never knew much about it until we saw it this past year. Knew it was kind of like a prequel, but I didn't was never really interested in it much, even though I do like Wizard of Oz. And then when we went and saw it, I was just like so impressed with it. And now I think I like it more than The Wizard of Oz. So anyway, and it's gonna be a movie with Ariana Grande in it. So
Is it really
yeah, coming
double
out in like,
two movies? Yeah.
yeah, that's right. So, yep,
That's
that's my number
awesome.
five. Wicked.
When we say it's a prequel, is it just about the witches?
Yes.
Okay.
There's no Dorothy.
No
Damn
Dorothy.
it. And there's not any Tin Man or any of them either, right?
There are references to that a little bit, I think.
Okay.
I know a decent amount of, but I've never actually seen it. I mean, I've heard the music and stuff like that, but I've never actually watched the whole play.
Yeah, it's good. And so Derek, I thought the same thing when I heard there was no Dorothy in it, and I was like, how is this going to be any good? But it stands up on its own. It's so good and funny and yeah.
Nice.
So that's my number five.
All right.
Derek, go for it.
What you got?
Well, because I'm uncultured,
We love you. We love
I had
you.
to dip into my Disney, and I would have forgot about this one too had Vivian not brought it up. But God damn it, Aladdin. That was a
Great.
pivotal movie for me as a child. I always thought this was the days of like, I wanted to go sing "I Will Show You the World" in a talent show, and I thought for sure that I would win it. I knew every word to those songs, and I was in love with Jasmine. So, yeah, Aladdin it is. Also, the humor in it is pretty great,
Yeah,
you
stands
know.
up. No, we've
Yeah,
watched it real recent. Have you seen the live action version of it?
I have. Yes,
Yeah, that's good too. I
also
like
stands
that.
up. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
A lot of people don't like it, but I like it. I like it. I think they did a good job with it.
I think they did too.
So cool. That's a good one.
Yeah, Caleb.
All right, my number five is Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Great.
I've never actually seen this play like in a theater. I've w seen the movie and, you know, heard the music and all that fun stuff. It's also referenced in The Office, which isn't a bad thing.
Oh yes. Yep.
But it's a really great musical. The movie, I really enjoyed the movie with Johnny Depp. And yeah, it's just one of
Great
my
movie.
favorite musicals. I like the music in it, the plot, the storyline, all that's kind of fun. Yeah, it's just an entertaining.
It has
I would love to see it in the
Borat in it,
theater.
don't it? Doesn't it? Sacha Baron Cohen.
Don't it? Does it? I have no idea. If he's in it, I would be,
Yeah,
yeah, I don't remember, but
he plays one of the villains in it.
I'm pulling it up right now. Yeah, he is. You're right. Sacha Baron Cohen. Alan Rickman,
Oh yeah.
Helen
It's
Bonham Carter.
nice.
He's yeah, I guess I didn't even put that together at that point in time because I think when I saw it, I don't think I even really knew who that was.
And he didn't
Does
play like a major character either. It's kind of like
right. Yeah.
secondary.
Does Borat count as a musical?
No.
Well, it does have a soundtrack.
It's got some good. It's got some good music.
Kazakhstan, greatest country in the world. All
I guess
countries are run by little girls.
I mean, I guess they're. Kazakhstan, I guess it's your list. You can do whatever you want.
Number one in region.
If you consider that a musical, go for it, man.
I already told you, Caleb, that I'm very uncultured. So
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's your list, man. You can put whatever you want on it.
All other countries have inferior potassium. That's all I got. Promise.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
That's a lot more than I knew.
Yeah, me too. I know the very inappropriate one that he sings in the bar. I could sing you that one word for word, but I don't know that our sponsors would love that.
No.
Does that mean Pop Star counts as a musical then too, doesn't it?
Obviously.
Yeah, I think it would actually. Did not make my list.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's more, that one's not like as artistically respected,
yeah.
I don't think. It's more of a cult classic. Cool.
All right, Trey, so you're number four.
That was your number five. Yep. Okay. My number four, and this was my number one as a kid, is Grease. Vibrant musical set in the 1950s that follows the summer romance between Danny Zuko and Sandy Olsen. After a whirlwind summer fling at the beach, the two unexpectedly reunite at Rydell High School, where Danny is the leader of the T-Birds, a group of greaser boys, and Sandy is the new innocent girl in town.
Mm-mm-mm.
Sandy was my first girlfriend. You asked my mom that.
Summer loving happened so fast. You know?
That soundtrack was probably played at work a few times, Derek, wouldn't you say? When you were working?
Boy, I don't remember Grease. We listened to Book of Mormon a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, no.
We also listened to Is It Pop Star?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Funniest girl I ever met in my whole life.
So anyway, that was my number four. We've watched it. I mean, it's probably been a few years now. Maybe when Vivian was like 7 or 8 years old, we watched it with her and she liked it. So
yeah,
kids still find the music, you know, good and a good plot line, I guess.
Yeah.
Except for the part with teenage pregnancy. Man, that snuck in there.
Sure did too. And that's how you get teenage pregnancy, is sneaking it in there.
Sneaking in. Yep. When you're not ready.
Right.
That's right. That's right. Whose turn is it? Mine?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, this is my last Disney reference, I promise. But I was pretty taken by this movie. And because I have a little girl in my life, it's become a pivotal thing. And that would be Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like I should have to explain why that's a good movie.
No.
Thank you.
Frozen
is
better though, but
You know, I think I might agree with you.
Yeah, it's a better plot anyway.
It is.
See, the original one is more, has, it's kind of more the what is it, the Ice Queen or whatever, that the old
Elsa
story. Well, yeah. The Ice Queen is like the old, like it's not like a proverb or anything, but it's like an old folklore story, right? The Ice Queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's kind of what the first one kind of has to explain that a little bit. And so it's kind of like a broke up movie and all the music's at the beginning and it's kind of a weird movie. But then like the second movie, it's like full fledged story arc and like, you know, music is spread out and
yeah,
I just think it's better.
I think it is too.
It could also have to do with the fact that I've seen the first one 100 times and the second one only 10 times.
I remember watching Frozen 2 with Elliot. We were living in Arizona and I was home alone with her. We were watching it and like I watched it for the first time. And I wept. It was like, God, it's a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
It's good.
Nice.
Good shit.
Now there's a third one
good
coming.
Good shit. And they signed for a fourth too.
Yeah, I think
oh,
so.
Oh, did they? I didn't
hear
that.
I think they're coming out like in a couple, like within a year or two of each other or something.
Yeah.
Going to be the new Toy Story.
Yep.
That's right.
Actually, Inside Out is the new Toy Story. I predicted that.
That they're going to do that many?
Inside Toy Out. Story.
Yeah, the feelings, all the feelings.
Oh, yeah.
That's the new Toy Story. It's the female version of Toy Story.
You think they'll do
that
many?
That.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Especially with how good. I mean, the new one
broke
eclipsed
all
the other movies. Yeah. So people love it.
For sure.
I might have cried once or twice.
So my next two picks are my nostalgic picks. They're ones that I loved as a child, for sure. So my number four is Wizard of Oz. I love the Wizard of Oz. I watched that movie all the time when I was little. Just a great, great song, great storyline. And that was my Wicked. I don't know. I never haven't seen Wicked yet. So Wizard of Oz was my favorite. I loved Wizard of Oz growing up. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you seen the sequel to it, Return to Oz?
A long, long time ago.
It's like a creepy spinoff where like,
yep.
Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
Cause I've watched that
nightmares.
And I've watched, what's the other one? With like, is it Whitney Houston? You know what I'm talking about? What's the name of that? Or not Whitney Houston. Brandy.
Oh yeah. I do remember something with her in it. Yeah. I feel like that was more like a, I can't remember. It does ring a bell.
Wasn't it
Brandy?
I know she
was
did
Cinderella,
but I thought know that, but I thought she did another one. I thought she did. I can't remember that Oz one. That's gonna drive me crazy now.
Hmm.
Maybe it wasn't her. Anyways, I'm off topic.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I mean, I've seen that so many times. Obviously, the movie, but also watching I probably saw my sister perform in it twice. You know, through her years of theater. It's a pretty popular one. And now my niece is big into theater, and obviously Vivian is now too. And I think I've seen my niece perform that. So like, that's a pretty, pretty, pretty big staple as far as performances.
It's a classic for a reason, you know.
Yeah, it's good. Yep. Okay. So that was your number three?
Number four.
This is four.
That was your
now
number
you're,
four.
Now
it's
you're
my
on
number three.
Three.
Okay, that's right. So my number three is The Book of Mormon, a satirical musical created by Trey Parker, Matt Stone, and Robert Lopez. It follows the young Mormon missionaries, Elder Kevin Price and Elder Arnold Cunningham, who are sent to Uganda to spread their faith. Upon arriving, they quickly realize that the villagers face serious challenges, including poverty, disease, and a ruthless local warlord. And so it's just like these innocent schoolboys coming in to share their faith of, you know, the good news, and they just get overwhelmed by this community that's just like, they've got bigger problems than, you know, than to hear about, oh, you need to, you know, convert to this religion or whatever. They actually need food. So it's a very funny musical. It was written by the South Park guys. That's who those guys are, right? Trey Parker.
Yeah, Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
So very very crass, a little naughty, but very funny. And I believe that was one of the I don't know if it was one of the first musicals that he was in, but that was Josh Gad was one of the original cast members of that.
Speaking of Frozen.
Yep.
So anyway, that's my number three.
Nice.
I'm gonna go upstairs after this and go listen to that soundtrack, because it will take me right back to being in your truck,
Yeah.
driving around to job sites.
Yeah.
And I don't remember any of it right now, but I'm sure as soon as I turn it on,
Oh yeah,
I'll be
this
able
is
to
one of those.
sing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with me. Like I couldn't even tell you what the songs are, but as soon as it comes on, I'll be singing it.
Yeah. Well, my three has been stolen, but it was Wizard of Oz.
Okay. Solid choice.
Again, it's just a good, yeah. I didn't grow up on it per se. I think it's one of those things. It definitely predated me some. When did it come out? Hey, Dick Wolf?
The 50s.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
It
it's old.
predates me by just a couple years, but
I would say like the
definitely watched it a
30s.
lot. Was it really?
It was the first.
When did The Wizard of Oz come out?
I got it right here. It came out in 1939.
Oh yeah.
1939.
Pre-World War II.
Yep.
That's crazy.
By the way, the movie I was thinking of was The Wiz, and
Oh
it has
yes.
Michael
Yes.
Jackson and
Yes.
Diana Ross.
Yep. Yep.
Never seen it.
It's good.
Have to
I mean, it's
do a
basically, I mean,
marathon.
it's Wizard of Oz,
Yeah. So
just
is
with
it,
different
it's a
people.
sequel though, or is it just a, it's the same as Wizard of Oz?
It's basically a remake, more or
Yeah,
less.
got it. Makes me want to go watch Wicked, then Wizard of Oz, that, and then Return to Oz, and just be like, all of those movies are so different from each other.
You could skip probably Return of Oz, probably.
I know, but that one's the creepiest one. You gotta finish it with
Is.
that.
What is the song that you're supposed to play while watching
Oh,
Wizard of
something Pink
Oz?
Floyd. Pink Floyd, like
Yeah.
the album or something like that.
Oh, that is it Dark Side of the Moon,
Dark Side
or
of the
is it The
Moon. Yeah.
Wall, or is it The
No,
Wall?
it's Dark Side
It's
of the
Dark
Moon.
Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
Okay.
I started watching that the other day on YouTube,
Yeah.
and I'm gonna be honest, I don't get
Really? I've
it. Have
never
you
tried
tried
it.
it?
No.
No.
I don't know if you have to be like exceptionally high for it to like really make an impact in your life,
Yeah.
but it fell flat for me.
Now, do they mute? Do they don't have any sound of the movie, just the soundtrack to, or just the
That's right.
album? Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, that would
And
clash
I
with
want to
music.
know who's the person who discovered that the first time. Because you have to like start the music at like the second lion's roar, and then
Oh.
it tracks perfect, you
Oh,
know?
okay.
That's funny.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Who
No idea.
discovered that? Some
Some who's a
stoner.
really big fan of both, I guess. It's the only
I
thing I could
guess
think
so.
of. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so my number three, another nostalgic pick for me, another movie I loved growing up is Mary Poppins.
Oh, you
I loved,
bitch.
I'm sorry, I loved Mary Poppins. It
Not
was
you,
one of my
Mary.
favorite movies growing up. I have not seen the new one, so I don't know if that's any good, but the original to me will never be beaten. I loved the original. So,
Classic. Okay, listen. Can I just spoil my list so that we can keep talking about Mary?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, because my number two is Mary Poppins.
Well, you're
I
Mary.
also
Is it
go
both
ahead.
of them though? Is it both Mary Poppins or?
Now I grew up on the original Mary
Right,
Poppins,
for sure. Yeah.
and then I raised Elliot on the original Mary Poppins.
Okay.
I used to think that Mary Poppins' umbrella was how you got to heaven,
Yeah. Wait.
which it might
It's
be.
not?
I don't know.
There's no proven fact otherwise.
That's exactly right. I have seen the new one. Love the new one, and I thought that they did a really good job honoring the first one in the second one. Even like the themes of the movie, like the way that the movie plays out, like it patterns the first one really well.
Yeah. Yeah, Mary
So
Poppins was huge for me. I don't know
it's
how many
worth the
times I watched
watch.
it, but a lot.
Oh
Yep.
yeah.
Yeah, same with us. Before, what year did the new one come out? I want to say
2016, maybe.
Yeah, right around there.
So Vivian was probably four years old at that point. So when she was younger than that and up to that point, we would watch the original one and she loved it. And it's funny, you know, then that one came out and that one became a big hit in the house. And
says 2018.
2018. So she was six. Yeah.
Yep.
So after that point, we would go back and watch the original one and she would not remember it. That's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So yeah. Well, my number two is Mary Poppins Returns. So
ooh,
that's
yeah.
Your answer, Caleb, of whether or not it's good. We've talked about this. But it's a staple in our house. One of the songs, what is it? Nothing Lasts Forever. It's Just Out of Place. That song.
Yeah.
We used it at my aunt's funeral. And it was just like so like touching for that. And so now whenever I hear that song, I think of my aunt. So it's just staple in our house. Have seen the movie probably 50 times. It's like anytime me and Vivian are hanging out together and Katie's off doing something and we have a movie night, it's pretty much our go-to.
Nice.
We'll just pop it on. So anyway.
Where the Lost Things Go.
Where the Lost Things Go. Yep.
That song.
Yep.
Yeah.
There was a
great soundtrack
a
in that movie.
Christian, I think she's a Christian music singer, JJ Heller. Does that sound familiar?
It's Helen Keller.
Close.
I think her name is JJ Heller. She covered that song, and so that was the song that we used for my aunt's YouTube video. But anyway, yeah, that's my number two.
Have you seen Mr. Banks?
Yes, also great. Yes.
Yeah. I've
Is that
only
Tom
ever
Hanks?
seen it.
Yes.
Yeah.
As Walt Disney.
Yeah. I should watch that again.
Mm-hmm.
I only saw it the one time.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen it too. It's probably been at least 5 years since I've seen that.
Put it on my list.
I gotta put Mary Poppins Returns on my list. It's been on my list for a while. I just haven't gotten around to it.
We need to watch it.
Yeah.
Next time we're together, we should watch that. I'd watch that with you.
So I guess everybody's done there too, then, right? Because it's
yep,
Mary Poppins across the
two.
Board.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
My number two is the musical I've seen the most live, and that's Les Miserables. I love that play. I've seen it multiple times. Always in a theater in the rotating theater, which is always fun to watch. It was my first exposure to live theater and it kind of blew me away. I don't like the first time I saw it, I don't think I quite grasped it as much. And then I saw it again a couple years later and was like, wow, this is pretty incredible. So, the movie's fine, but if you could see it live, it's way better actually in the theater than it is.
What is it about?
The French Revolution. Well, not, I mean, that's a small part of it. It's really about justice. There you go.
Yep. It actually is. That's a perfect.
I would probably see it after your testimonial there, Caleb.
Well, and the movie is decent too that they did on it with those Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
And who's the other guy? It's another big guy too.
I don't remember. Oh, what's his name? Yeah, Gladiator, right?
Yeah. Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe? Yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. That's really good. In fact, so Derek, when you were talking last week about how, you know, you didn't like, you know, the way when you watched Hamilton on Disney Plus and it was in the theater like that, that's the way I felt when I first saw Les Miserables. It was before the movie came out. I saw a DVD of Les Miserables.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, part of it is it's a DVD, so it's crappy quality anyway, but like, I couldn't get into it. I didn't understand it. Kind of like what you were saying, Caleb, it was a little bit hard to understand. So then when I saw the movie the first time with Russell Crowe and Hugh Jackman, that's when I really fell in love with it. And then we saw it in the theater, and I had a lot more appreciation for it then.
Yeah.
That's one of those where it took me a little bit.
Jean Valjean. Did we record my tearing apart of Hamilton last week?
I think we
okay.
did. Okay. I remember. I'll find out. I'm gonna edit all those this weekend. Now I've got a good group of podcasts to put into the hopper. The hopper.
Yeah. The hopper. The fucking hopper.
Yeah, I would recommend it. It's a great play for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I don't know.
Go ahead.
Number two.
What are you saying?
I was just gonna say I don't know where we're at anymore because that was
the last number two.
Yep. Okay. Now we're on to number ones.
Cool. All right. So I'll go with my number one, and Derek, it will not be a surprise to you.
I know.
It's Hamilton.
Hamilton,
Alexander Hamilton.
Hamilton.
That's how Derek would always say it. That's not a song in the musical. Hamilton is a groundbreaking musical created by Lin-Manuel Miranda that tells the story of Alexander Hamilton and one of America's founding fathers. It's basically hip-hop, R&B, and traditional music styles. Explores themes of ambition, legacy, and the complexities of the American Revolution. I mean, I'll be honest, when I first, when the hubbub was going around about it, I was kind of skeptical too. And then we got tickets. Katie got tickets at one point. We saw it in Chicago. And leading up to it, I forced myself to listen to the soundtrack and learn the songs first. And then when I saw it in the theater, then I was like, oh, this is really good. And it's just one of those where we have all these songs randomized into our favorite playlists, like on Spotify and stuff. And whenever they come on, you're always just like drawn to sing all the songs. And I mean, in my mind, that's a good musical. If like, you're just drawn into singing it anytime it comes on, that's all these, I'm sure you guys feel the same way about yours. You know, when those songs come on, they draw you in. That's why they're your favorites. Mm-hmm. So that's my number one.
I'll say something controversial as a character default of mine is I am very turned off by things that everyone loves a lot.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
You know? I mean,
yeah. When I hear everyone's watching, you know, like Breaking Bad or whatever big show is popular, like, I'll resist it to a certain extent. Like, we didn't get into Game of Thrones until like season six or something like that.
Yeah, I still refuse that. That's still too fresh for me. but I started watching Breaking Bad when it was like the last season.
Uh-huh.
And then just blew through it because that is a great show.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, Hamilton is still too fresh for me. And because people just keep trying to fucking convert me to it. And they're driving me away. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're driving me away.
Yep.
Not you, Jay. Not you. You're like one of the cool Christians where you're like, something's different about him.
I'll welcome you when you're ready to convert.
That's right.
Like the prodigal son.
Mm.
Yep.
Mm-mm-mm. Maybe we should do top five Bible verses.
Uh-huh. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Caleb, were you throwing up?
A little bit. Yeah.
Just so you know,
if you did top five, it's gonna be all stuff from Judges. That's my top fives are all
Numbers. I was gonna go with Numbers. This is gonna read off some family lineage.
You ever read how messed up Judges are? There's some messed up things that happen in Judges.
The other night, I had to Google while lying in bed, What is the sexy book of the Bible? Because I couldn't
Song
remember.
Of Songs.
It's Song of Songs.
Yep.
It is so slutty.
Yep. People weren't allowed to read it until they were in teenagers at the earliest.
I was going to say, Derek, the reason that Caleb was kind of like going into convulsions there is because he was just stressing out over having to pick his five favorite. It's so
yeah,
hard.
It's not possible. I'm like, so I'm That's like right. Trump. I'm like Trump. That's it's right. My favorite book. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I love them all. I love them.
1 Corinthians. 1 yeah. Corinthians.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my yeah. God.
I kind of want to buy one of his Bibles. You hear,
does Trump have Bibles?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I kind of want to buy one just for posterity's sake.
I mean, you could buy one. Yeah. And I don't know why you would buy one. So you could buy one and burn
for
it. But
posterity's
that's like, what does
sake,
that do?
I just yeah. said.
Just rent it from the library.
You think they have one?
Probably not. I hope not. I don't know. Who knows?
Do you think he used a command F and replaced Jesus with Donald?
I don't know.
I do know. Believe there's some like preamble before you get into it about stuff, but
is it the orange letter edition?
It, yeah, it is. The yeah. Cheeto the Cheeto fingers edition. Yeah, something like that.
Oh boy. All right. Mm-hmm, is it mm-hmm. my number one?
Yep.
I believe so.
All right. My number one came to it as a movie. But I have seen it in Ohio, Willy Wonka.
Great.
The original. Yes. The original.
Yeah, with Gene Wilder.
Yeah, with old Gene. We used to go on vacation up to a friend's cottage out on Lake Michigan, and they had no TV. Yeah. But they had one, they had all of the Star Wars on VHS, and they had Willy Wonka. And yeah. me and my cousins and my sister would watch that every day, sometimes twice a day for 10 days straight. Uh-huh. And God, what a fucking movie. Like, I absolutely love it to this day.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's solid.
It's a good one.
And
yeah.
I mean, I give all the new ones a chance.
Yeah.
And for the most part, I like them. But sorry, I was distracted. But yeah, I mean the original is really just, it's really the best.
Do you know, and for the age of it, if we could get Dick to look up the age of it.
1971.
Thank you.
Wow.
It's pretty great. You know, like when you think of like all the fanciful, magical stuff that happens at the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory, like they yeah. did a pretty damn good job. For the time,
yeah, yeah.
Have you guys effects. Seen the Wonka one, the one with the newer one?
Yeah, with,
I have
the newest
Timothée Chalamet Ding Dong.
Yeah, yeah, Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually
I've
really
not
good.
Seen it yet.
It's really good. I think it's better than the Johnny Depp one.
Because I was yeah. just wondering. I didn't know if it was a different storyline. It's the same story though.
Yeah, it's the same story.
Okay, got it. I didn't
actually.
It...
There's a little bit more. Pre-story to it. It's a prequel.
That's
There's
what I thought,
because
isn't that where he runs into, he finds the Oompa Loompas, right?
Yes. Yep. And
like discovers them.
And Hugh Grant? No, not Hugh Grant.
Yeah. Hugh Grant. Yeah, you're right.
He yep. plays the main Oompa Loompa. Yeah. It sounds yeah. ridiculous talking about it, but he actually pulls it off pretty well.
Okay.
Some special effects went into that, obviously.
Because they're like tiny, tiny in those movies, yeah. aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Like, so I haven't seen it. But. Okay. So my number one, Derek, I'm not going to try to convert you nor even pressure you into it, but my number one is Hamilton.
God damn it.
In my opinion, it is by far the best musical of all time. I've seen it live. I've watched the video. We've listened to the soundtrack 1,000 times. In fact, Jameson, when he was 8, could recite every line of every song yep. from that musical and probably still can to this day. Yep. I just think musically, visually, I've never seen anything like it. I just think it's a great, again, I'm not trying to convince you. For me, it's just the best the best musical I've seen.
Yep.
Do you think people think I'm racist because I don't like Hamilton?
No.
No.
No, okay. I mean,
I don't think you're entitled to not like it. I just, for me, it's the best musical
I've entitled, ever seen. You're also entitled to not want to get into it because it's counterculture. Yeah. I mean, it's completely.
Well, completely I just need to come clean. It is because I'm racist that I don't like it.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
I just didn't know there goes all of our sponsors.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was coming through or not. That's why I didn't like it.
Well, it did now.
Yeah. Loud and clear. Sorry to Thrive Market and to BetterHelp. We've enjoyed your sponsorship up until this point, and we understand why you have to let us go.
Yeah.
Well, BetterHelp might stick around because they might give you a free membership after you they might need some therapy.
But new exciting sponsorship, Trump Bibles.
Trump sneakers too, I think, right?
Didn't that's we get right. Sneakers too?
Yeah.
That's right. Coming to a hotel bedside table near you.
The Gideons are going to start.
Oh, yeah. Start behind the he's going to take away their market share.
Yeah, he's coming after the Gideons.
He's going to be very rudely awakened when he realizes the Gideons give them those Bibles. Anyway, back to Hamilton, Caleb. What's your favorite song?
Ooh. Dear Theodosia, maybe?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd say, I was going to say anything, like anything with Aaron Burr in it. Like Wait For It is probably my favorite song.
I was going to say Wait For It might be number Wait two. For maybe one. I don't know. Those two are really good. I like both of those, but I just like, I don't know. Dear Theodosia is just so much different than all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Like, I just kind of like how it fits in there, but there's also a mixtape. Have you seen the mixtape? Have you listened to the mixtape, Hamilton? Yeah. That's really good too.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
But I also really like the, I can't think of the name of it, but the very first King George song. Yeah. Why can't I think of the name of that song?
Yeah.
I really, really
it's
like
got,
that one too.
It's got, what's his name from Frozen in it, Derek?
Jonathan Goff.
Jonathan Goff. He plays King George.
Mm.
He is incredible as King George.
Oh my gosh. He steals the show. Yeah. So good.
Sorry, we're doing a lot of talking about Hamilton, your least favorite thing in the world, but
it's okay. I fell asleep there for a second.
he was watching Schitt's Creek on
Holy, that's right.
You want to know what I just realized? I never knew this. I always thought it was Jonathan Goff. It's Groff. There's an R in there.
That sounds right.
I didn't know that. Literally, Jared I just
Goff pulled it up. I was like, plays for the Lions.
Yeah, no, I know that. I always thought it was Jonathan Goff. I didn't realize there was an R in there. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
I guess I probably made that mistake. Yeah. So anyway, cool. So those are our top fives. Do we want to go through honorable mentions? Derek, I know you probably don't have any. Maybe you do now.
Well, I took off.
Okay.
Lion King in
solid.
For Aladdin, another just good one, right? And then the one that took me by surprise was Encanto.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another Lin-Manuel Miranda track.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joint.
Well, yeah, he's making a lot of appearances on these lists. He did Mary Poppins too. Return.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Maybe for that reason, I'll give Hamilton a shot.
Oh yes, we got him. We got him, Caleb. I knew we'd get you.
I mean, great. I don't care either way.
I care. I'm happy that he gets to enter. He gets to, you know, accept Hamilton into his heart.
Look at, can I just show you what's sitting right here, right next to me?
Hamilton.
Hey.
Oh my God.
What is it?
It's the whole book.
Like a picture book?
It's everything.
Oh, is it like the script?
It's like it's everything.
Well,
Yeah.
okay,
We
cool.
have the music. Oh, it's not on the piano
I
right
thought
here.
about
It's
getting the vinyl
somewhere.
of it. Have you seen how many discs the vinyl is?
I've never seen the
Like eight.
actual play. I've
It's
only
like
seen the mixed.
I'm not gonna get the vinyl. You gotta
I think
switch it
we
out eight
have
times and flip
I think
it.
we have the mixtape vinyl, but that one's only two.
Yeah.
Because that's not the whole thing. It's only
I guess I
select
could get
songs.
that. That's a good point. Okay.
Is Hamilton still touring? Is that what we say in theater?
Yeah, it's
Yes.
off Broadway now. So
Sure.
and so the original cast has moved on and they're on
Yep.
probably like their third cast now, I would guess.
Okay.
And so now
Probably
it's
even
more of
more
a,
than that.
yeah, it probably is. And so then there's a touring group too that does it. So there's a tour, there's a group that does it still off Broadway in New York, but then there's
Yep.
a touring group, and there's probably even a touring group over in like Europe too. So yeah, you can see it in Chicago, I think.
How do you
Is it
think
in
it is?
Grand
Chicago?
Rapids. It's in Grand
Is
Rapids.
it? You want to go with
No,
me?
it was in Grand Rapids. It's not anymore.
Oh, it's not anymore. So maybe it's
No.
not anywhere right now. But anyway,
I don't know if it's in. I don't think it's in Chicago anymore either. I think it left.
it's
I was
done.
trying to see if I could find it. But I know it's still in New York. I can tell you. Come on, interwebs. Definitely still in New York. I don't see anywhere else at this moment. It's on Broadway. You can get it for
What?
110 bucks.
That's not bad.
It's a lot cheaper than I paid to see it in Chicago.
That is very true. I paid a lot.
Okay, so here it is. London, Ireland, Australia, Singapore, and then there is an American World Tour, which it's in California, Pittsburgh, Dayton, Ohio. Ooh, Dayton, Ohio. There you go.
Ooh.
There you go.
Armpit.
Home of good theater.
I know you want to go back to Dayton.
I
Buffalo,
do.
Denver, Philly, Hershey's, San
Hershey,
Francisco,
Pennsylvania.
Providence. I know you want all of these, so I don't know if there's any place close.
So not Chicago though.
Nope. So is this going all over one stop
Oh,
places
so
all
it's
over the country?
traveling. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, East
Cool.
Lansing,
Oh, there you go. Ooh.
May 20, 2025.
There you
There
go.
you
You
want to
go.
go?
Ooh.
It
Let's
is
go.
coming to Grand Rapids, July 22, 2025.
Sweet.
One day,
Let's go.
DeVos performance.
We'll all go and hold
Let's
hands
do it.
and sing
Let's do
together.
it.
Let's do it. I would
Should
go.
I
I'm
save
serious.
myself until July?
Oh no, you should
No,
watch it on
you want
Disney
to get
Plus.
into it before.
Okay.
I don't know. You don't
And
need, I would say just listen to the soundtrack.
just listen to the soundtrack. Yeah, I would agree with that.
You don't need to
Okay.
watch, you don't need to watch it on
And just make sure you
TV. You
listen
could
to it
just listen
like
to it.
from beginning to end, like in chronological order,
Yeah.
so that storyline
Because then
makes
once you
sense.
get the
'Cause
visuals, after you get the
yeah.
words and the music behind it, it makes it even better.
Yeah.
Sure.
'Cause if you just watch it cold, like it could go a little fast for you. So you got to kind of know some of the words,
Sure.
at least some of the theme anyway.
Perhaps it's been a number of years since I've tried to watch Hamilton on Disney. I feel like there was too much singing in it.
It's all
Like,
singing.
I
It is
know,
all
not
singing.
enough narrative, though, you
There's no
know?
narrative.
I hate that.
It's
That's what a musical is. No, that's not true. Like, real musical is just music.
Yeah. You just have to
God
open your
damn.
heart.
Just have to open your heart.
Okay.
right.
So my honorable
My
mentions are Wicked.
go ahead.
Wicked, Sing. Remember that movie Sing?
Oh yeah.
That animated movie? Just throw it in there.
Yeah, it was
In the
fun.
Heights and
Yep.
Pop Star.
Pop
Sure.
star. Nice. Man, I kind of feel like I missed Pop Star, but no, I'm okay with it. Just
I
because
just threw it in my list after I
no,
thought about
it's fun. It's
it.
just like Sing, but yeah. All right, so my honorable mentions are The Greatest Showman. Mary Poppins, Schmigadoon. Do you know what Schmigadoon is?
I haven't watched it, but yes.
That's the one with, what is it, Cecily Keegan Michael Strong Key. And Keegan Michael Key. So good. On it's on Apple Plus? What was that
yes.
on?
Yeah, it's on Apple. I'm pretty sure. That
yeah.
sounds right.
It was actually a mini series. So I think it was like 8 or 10 episodes. It's just a fun musical. And
I thought they're coming out with another season.
Oh, that'd be awesome if they did. So the premise of the first one, Derek, is
yes.
This
still listening.
Like this couple, this modern couple, finds it like they what do they get into a car accident or they get like their car breaks down in the middle of like Midwest America out in farmland and they walk into town.
Love it.
And they find themselves in a musical. It's almost like they find themselves in, you know, the Wizard of Oz. Like they walk into this like full-fledged musical and they find themselves starting to sing and and then they fight with each other and they ended up like having marital issues because of the fact that they're stuck in this musical and it's just ridiculous. But anyway, that's one of mine. Willy Wonka, and then Aladdin rounds out my five.
Nice.
I had more, but those were the big ones. So
nice.
Cool.
Good job, everyone.
Yeah, it was fun. I like it. I like how we kind of had a range, a spectrum of expertise on this one, because it adds, you know, that fun element into, you know, teasing some of the things that maybe we, you know, we don't know as much about, but then also, you know, getting to have some banter. So
yeah,
that's right. One last follow up on Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
Jay, you told me I just need to open my heart. If I do that, will Alexander come inside me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Good.
Good.
I don't know why you'd
pregnancy.
Want that in your chest, but okay.
Then you'll have a teen pregnancy.
Snuck right in.
Snuck right in. Thanks, Grease.
Summer
hey,
love.
Whose turn is it to pick?
Oh, sorry.
Derek. It's you.
Mine? Okay.
Yep.
I was just browsing the list because I thought it was.
Yep.
I'm going to do one that I think is fun. And it's going to be least favorite bands.
Least
Ooh,
favorite. Ooh.
Least favorite bands.
I like
least
this,
favorite.
Derek.
We've never done a least favorite before.
We might be going off on a tangent with this because I was kind of thinking, you know, we needed kind of something to shake us up a little bit. So some least favorites would be fun. Least favorite
I think
band.
So too. Yeah. You know, it might be hard to think about because obviously if they're your least favorite, you push them out of your life.
Yeah, but there are bands that you don't have a choice. Like they're in the zeitgeist of like
life. Like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I mean,
Fuck
some people
you,
hate
Taylor
Swift. I am not one of those, but that's definitely,
okay.
I mean, that's a perfect example.
Least.
Yeah. Least favorite bands. I'm
okay.
excited for this one.
Yeah, that'll
yeah,
be
I
good
don't even
one.
Know where to start. That's hard.
Mine's my number one, cast of Alexander Hamilton.
Love it.
It's going to be interesting and maybe a little tricky.
Yeah.
I know. I think
I will not
be good.
Have a hard time with it. I can already think of.
Now, you specified bands. So are we specifying it has to be a band? It can't
or
be like
musical,
a.
No.
Like it can't
or
be like
music.
Madonna.
No, I think
performers.
It could be. That'd be fine.
Music
yeah.
performers.
Okay.
Artists.
These
music
are
art.
Bands, band slash artists. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you know what'll be interesting is I doubt that it'll be very much overlap.
Yeah, this
that
can
could
be
be.
wider ranging. I think there will be some overlap.
That could be.
I think there will be a couple that.
My number one is Hoobastank.
Exactly. Something like that.
Sure.
I don't think Hoobastank will make my top five. but it'll definitely be somewhere in there.
It'll be honorable mentioned.
Maybe. It might get
dishonorably eclipsed. Mentioned.
There might, I'm just thinking there might be 5 or 10 other bands, artists that I don't like more, especially opening it up to artists
in yeah. general,
as opposed to just bands.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love it.
Do you know, immediately my mind starts going to music of my past, not so much the stuff that's sure. current now. Sure. Because it was harder to get away from it.
Exactly. It was on the radio
back
sure.
in the day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. For sure.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Well, this is going to be good. I'm excited.
Yep. Yep. That'll be fun.
This is the first time where I haven't been able to like jot down like 3 or 4 right away. Right. Once the
yeah,
topic's
me too.
Brought up.
Oh, I can definitely.
Yeah.
Really-
You on
I
this?
I got a few, but I'll have
I
to
do
work
too.
Out.
I do too. But I'm just thinking like it's going to be hard to. I don't know if it's going to be hard to. It'll probably be hard to narrow it down. That's what I'm thinking. You know, because like my list could be pretty long. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
Cool. All right, guys. Well, it was good catching up with you.
Always.
How's things with the kiddos, Derek?
Yeah.
How is it?
Elliot's back to school. She's in her third week right now. So she's got a runny nose tonight. You know, just getting right back into it.
Yeah.
Avit is apparently potty training now. Lacey sent me a picture of him today wearing underwear, which was alarming.
How old is he
and
now?
Exciting. It'll be 2 in October.
Okay.
Yeah. And Wyatt, man, he's still just a great little kid. No complaints.
Sleeping well, eating well.
He's doing really good.
Shitting well.
Yep. Oh yeah. Doing all of it.
Good.
He's doing really good. Lacey's going back to work in 2 weeks. So
okay.
Another big transition for us, but you know, with her working from home, it definitely makes that transition a lot easier. So so my mom will be over to the house to watch Wyatt during the day. So like Lacey can still go up and feed him and help put him down and do whatever. So
cool. Well, it's good.
Nice.
Good.
I have questions for you after we stop recording.
Oh, I'll stop. Let's see. Where is that? Oh, hi.
And that's a wrap on another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, 5 is just the start, not the end. Don't forget to share your high fives with us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/thehighfivepodcast. We'll be back next week with more exciting adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a big high five from Caleb, Derek, and Jay to you. We'll see you next time. Intro and outro music was created by our friend Trevor Durheimer.